We have prepared three or four questions, and I think that perhaps after these questions, there will be more questions, and if anyone has any other questions, you can add and write it up so that we can go into deeper depths. The first question that I would like to ask Dadi, so Dadi is going to read it in English. So Manda will read the first question in English.
You have been giving a number of classes on the subject of drishti. What is it that you are seeing when you look at each person that you are constantly able to uphold what you are, what they are, even when they are unable to see it for themselves? So, prashn ye hai ki aap jab आपने दृष्टि पर बहुत क्लासेस कराए हैं, आप किस ख्याल से ऐसी दृष्टि हम सब के लिए रखते हैं कि आपकी दृष्टि हमेशा एक रस रहती है हमारे लिए, भले कभी
नहीं बोलो ना,
एक रस माना ऊंची
ऊंची
आपकी दृष्टि
That is taking up this word ekras, and ekras means stable. It also means a word which means it doesn't change. So how is it that you see another person in a way that doesn't change? So first of all, Dadi says it's not my drishti. Baba is somewhere up above, so sometimes he's not visible. But you are visible. Dadi says that I also should not be visible. But the thing is how. So Dadi says it's not a matter of how. If you're not seeing how Baba is looking at you, like for example today, Baba said, evoke that awareness. There isn't any other work to do. What is the way in which Baba is looking at me? I cannot allow myself to forget that ever since I took the spiritual birth. In fact, I took birth through drishti. Everyone took birth through drishti. And you also took sustenance through drishti. You grew up through drishti. And at the end, there will just be Baba in your eyes, and that's it. So this is the continuing mantra. People who do magic, it's a certain kind of drishti where nothing else can be in your mind. And this is the magic of Baba, because we don't want to be under the influence of Maya. And this is why Baba gives this special drishti, which makes other things unable to be in your head. Baba has looked at us in such a way. He is the Satguru through whose one glance carries us beyond. So when you have seen how Baba's drishti is able to completely uplift a person who is a very fallen, if you're thinking about what and why something happened, then the mind is busy. But no, it isn't necessary. Just simply take the drishti, which frees your mind from everything else. Sometimes you get caught in Maya, and then Sanjeevani Bhuti, the life-giving herb, has to be given to you. And this can be in the form of drishti. You're also experienced that drishti can do this. Drishti can give birth, it can sustain a person. It gives us, it evokes within us courage and enthusiasm to do something and stand up on our feet. If Baba wouldn't wake us up in the morning then, we'd fall asleep. So Baba's drishti gives incredible happiness. So pay attention on this thing, that the way in which Baba looks at I, the soul, the way in which he has kept me in his eye, in that way, I have also received the freedom in life and that happiness. All of you understand that you got caught. You got caught by a big sister. They believe that if a person has a big sister, then they can move ahead very well because that big sister takes care. In terms of relationships, it's very good to have somebody like that. Then Manda says, yes, we're definitely caught in all of that, and also in your drishti. So we have to become this. You have to give the return. The heart desires to give the return of the happiness that one has received. This is a desire from within. Sometimes think, Baba's looking at you. And then think, what return can you give to Daddy, to Baba? And then think, again you look, and again you think, and again you look. There is this song which isn't played very much. We used to have a song which was, Baba, we're looking at you, looking at you. We used to think, so Baba is looking at us and we are looking at Baba. We used to enjoy this song very much. It is drishti which keeps us alive for all time. In the drishti of others, we don't want anyone else to keep us in their eyes. We want to be free and just in the eyes of Baba. Because we want to make sure we don't get into body consciousness. Because sometimes somebody will look at us in a body conscious way and that will pull us into body consciousness. So we want to make sure that that doesn't happen, that it doesn't influence us, or if somebody looks at us with hatred and then we feel depressed, or if somebody tries to praise us and we go up. So Baba is looking at me and I must look at him, and the way he looks at me in such a way that everything gets done. I just have to make sure that I look at myself the way Baba looks at me, and then I can start looking at everyone else. In that same way. Is this okay? Does anyone need further clarification? The feeling that you have behind your drishti, how do you maintain that feeling so that it's always there in a stable way in that drishti? We've seen that sometimes you feel that somebody's stage has gone down and you help them very much to bring up their stage through your drishti. And I've also seen this and heard about this, that you will say to somebody, yeah, that forever you're fine, and then 2 or 3 months later they're again down, and again you say, yes, you're fine forever now. So Daddy is saying, now you all get very influenced, because Daddy says, okay, you'll be fine forever, but it's not like that. Baba says, you have to listen to the Muralis very carefully, and ultimately you will be fine. So Daddy has within that it is God who has said that this is my child of a previous time, and so no matter what the ups and downs are, he is reminding this child that you are again the one who ultimately wins. And so this is a subtle approach. I don't know what words to describe it in. We'll just think about it. Say, if I'm looking, I don't want to make any change in my drishti, because if that is so, then there's a change in my attitude, and that is not a Brahman, that is a warrior style. If I've changed my drishti, then my vritti has changed. If my vritti has changed, then my attitude and feeling has changed. So that would be very harmful.
Bhagwan unche se humko नीचे से ऊंच उठाया है.
God has brought us to a very high stage from a very low stage. And he did this with drishti. We felt we couldn't get up, but he said, okay, no problem, I'll bring you up. You say you can't run on this path. He says, no, I will make you able to do it. If I say, no, this one can't get up, if I say any words or have a thought, or in my drishti, to think that somebody couldn't make it, how can I forget the attitude and words that Baba is giving? I cannot forget the words Baba has said. Regarding every soul, Baba's words. Baba says, okay, you are number wise according to effort, but I could never use that expression. Baba sees and he says, okay, you children are number wise according to your effort, but if I start looking at people's numbers, then my number will go down. So you must never see yourself very high or very low, nor should you see anyone else very high or very low.
And
today in the class it also came up. If a person goes ahead in service and everybody says, yeah, this is very good, then Baba will say, what are you talking about? You know, they become very happy very quickly. It shouldn't be like this. No, it should be, yeah, he's good. This one's getting godly love, spiritual sustenance. The atmosphere should be good. We make sure they don't get into any bad company. One should take care. We're not going to let go and say, okay, if somebody's absent from the class one day, then we will see why were they absent. In the beginning, if anyone would be absent, then I would think they've gone back home. And I would say, oh, what's happened? What are you doing? And if you would telephone, then they wouldn't pick up the phone. But very silently, we'd go home, but no, there isn't that doubt now that somebody is going home. Now, what is really the reason why somebody doesn't come to class? So it is actually our duty. This is why we are a family. It's our duty to take care of each other. We're not just students, but first and foremost, this is a family. These are the people of the previous kalpa who had been lost and who are now found again. One time, I couldn't stop tears of love falling from my eyes. They were tears of love, not tears of sorrow. But the question arose, in order to get from you, God, I did all this bhakti, all of the bhakti. I took a jump and I came to you. I did this to meet God. I didn't know I would get all this big family as well. But I became very merged in the love of the family at that moment with that realization of how much I love the family. And what do you need until you know Baba, recognize Baba, have yoga with Baba? Until that time, you need true love. Which makes you stay Baba's once you become Baba's. It helps you to stay. So the spiritual love that Baba gives, it draws the soul to Baba. So in one question, first listen to the ones we have and then we'll see about any others. So this question and answer didn't happen yet this season.
लेकिन आजकल तो ये होता है कि समझते हैं कि हम तो बाबा के पास आए थे ना इतना बड़ी बात परिवार हमको थोड़ा चाहिए था
यू केम टू बाबा नाउ यू हैव दिस बिग फैमिली एंड नाउ देयर इज अ क्वेश्चन ऑफ हार्मोनाइजिंग विद ऑल द डिफरेंट संस्कारस एंड समटाइम्स पीपल गेट अफ्रेड ऑफ दैट डैडी सेज सो दैट्स अ वीकनेस
संस्कार होता है हमारा भी होता है
इफ सम पीपल हैव दोस संस्कारस एंड वी डोंट बट हाउ कैन वी मेक श्योर दैट समबडी एल्स इज वीक संस्कारस डजंट influence me, the other person has the habit of getting irritated, but I don't want to get affected by that irritation or blame myself. Or think of myself that they became irritated because of me. It's not actually my fault. They actually are in the habit of that. So how do we make sure that we stay away from getting influenced? So Daddy says, well, we'll stay far. If somebody gets angry, it's not necessary for you to waste your time trying to talk to them. I'm asking you, should you stay away? Should you be listening to somebody's anger or getting under their effect? So suppose if you can't go away from them because you're in the same room or the same house, then what should you do? It's a very simple answer to this.
Simple one. हमने बहुत अच्छी तरह से ये सब
in a very good way
लेटेस्ट पेपर है
I wouldn't say this is the latest exam
एक गुस्सा करे मैं उनके साथ चलती चलूं
if somebody is angry and I'm with them there's lots and lots of test papers that come and this is just one of them in fact it's hardly a test paper
चलो
you say okay
mama ने एक बार
once mama had explained about this. It's also in the Gita, Hey Arjun. This person is under the influence of their nature. Arjun used to say this to God, what shall I do? And God even said to him, you understand he's under an influence. Maya isn't anything else. It's just somebody's got a very strong personality. And to live with the people with a soft personality, how can they live with people with a strong personality? They find some difficulty. They can't handle somebody getting angry. But a really intelligent effort maker who has good understanding internally will understand that that soul is an instrument. In fact, you'll get 10 or 25 like that. We just have to practice to not come under that person's influence. And we have to also have such a feeling within ourselves that that person will become soft. The main thing is that I should not fail in this test because if I can't meditate or I get exhausted from this person's behavior and start thinking about it, talking to somebody, saying, oh, daddy, mama, baba, I can't stay with this person and start crying. This I've never done, nor will I do. Nor can I, we can't say, oh, this person has a very strong personality, what should I do, you know? I can't be this kind of crushed person. But Baba has said, okay. And he would especially keep people with those who have very strong personalities so that they learn. And they had very, very good experiences. This is actually a very useful thing, that whatever is a person's particular nature, it's because other people don't have respect for them, because they're under that influence. But if you do talk to them and deal with them, but if you don't have deep respect, then it doesn't work. But if you do, Baba had given Dadi the gift to have respect for that person. And a person who doesn't get respected by anyone else in this regard got respect, and then it became okay. So this is a very, very good method. And anyone who's under a particular nature is because of insufficiency of self-esteem, and they are unable to change their nature, because internally they need to receive love and cooperation. They will say that everyone is complaining about me, and so they become sorrowful about that. But if somebody doesn't complain, but rather keeps them in high regard and maintains their honor, then they melt and they change. So put your hands up if you believe that this is possible. Do you understand the point? It's possible to actually adjust with somebody this way. If I get tired and too soft and start crying all the time, then Daddy will say, okay, then leave that, don't go there. But the one who's with you, if that person would change and you get the cooperation, then in godly service and within the Brahmin family, this will actually bring you into a good position in the royal family. If you don't give respect and you don't maintain your self-respect about small things, then how will you be able to come into heaven in the golden age in a high position? Now, everybody experiences this kind of problem, is that right? Give the answer to Dadi. Everybody has this sort of problem. Everyone has their own nature and their own personality. And there may be 10 members in the household, and you can manage and finish things up with some kind of fight. But here you leave, you see. You say that we have to give regard, but sometimes we give regard because of a feeling of duty, but you tend to give people regard from your heart. And so when you give regard just from duty, then of course it doesn't happen. And this is because it's artificial, it doesn't do the job, it's not natural. Anything that's fake doesn't work. So it has to be regard. You have to give somebody regard from the heart, otherwise it doesn't work. So no matter how a person is or what they are, how can we get that kind of real, true regard so that they feel that you belong to them? What kind of drishti should we have?
Genuine bhav paida ho,
so that we have a really genuine feeling for that person their response also. Now let me see if everybody from their faces is catching this, because this is a very useful point. Now, suppose I want to get regard to take birth, to begin. The activity has to be like that. If somebody's all right with me but not with other people, I have to actually have this in regard. I have to have regard for others, but otherwise they don't develop regard for me, then what would be the reason? There are many people in your connection, and I can give love and regard, not just to make sure everybody's okay, but if I do it deeply from the heart and really give them love and regard. But if there is difficulty, and they don't have regard in other people, then we also have to instill that regard in other people for that person. It has to be true. And so we all have to pay attention on this so that we get everyone to have regard for somebody who's not being regarded. First is a person's nature. Maybe under the influence of their own nature. In fact, this is the case for everyone. Everyone is under the influence of some or another aspect of their nature. And you may remember 5 or 6 months ago, I had said to you and said to Jantiben that I have an attention that nobody should say, oh, this is Janki's nature. Because that's not my honor for somebody to be saying like that. If I have any such nature, like to remain heavy or not giving somebody happiness or something becomes a barrier in front of someone,
reality,
then it's an obstacle of the realty, the reality, the realness of myself. And then it gets in the way, and I'm not really useful for Baba if that happens. Because there is this. If I hear this word from Baba, that this is not a useful child, I want Baba to be saying, yeah, this is a useful child. I want Baba to say about me that, yes, this is a very useful child for me. So for Baba's work, and there are many things that come up in Baba's work. Thoughts, dreams, in practical form, at all times. So my intellect has to be, no matter what, if I see with these eyes or anything I see or hear, I want to make sure I don't get caught up in it and that it doesn't catch hold of me. So this is the personal soul that I am, which is just a selected one out of many. There are millions of souls in the world, and Baba has selected this soul. Of course, it takes time to be the conqueror of Maya, but still, there is the awareness of Baba within the soul. There are some souls who don't not able to make any kind of effort, but still, Baba is everything for that person. If you ask them from their heart, say, ultimately, well, Baba is everything for me. And why don't they say, Daddy is everything? Not Daddy, Daddy, but there, in Baba's remembrance, there's ultimately no one left. There's just only Baba, nothing else. Even somebody who has fallen to the ground, let them get up again, once again. So this feeling should always be within our heart for others, and then the transformation in that person is going to actually cause everyone to give great regard to that person. You understand? So I will not let that person go. In my mind, I will always maintain, I cannot maintain any kind of disregard or be focused on their behavior and give them disregard because of their behavior, but I have to have regard for the truth. I need to be aware of the truth and let the truth come in that person's mind, and then that person can change. I cannot. To give regard means to get things done from a very truthful way. I cannot mix my own stuff into it. but I have to make sure that something is being done in a real way. And the moment when that person changes, there is the example of Valmiki Rishi in Bhakti, and there are many who have had great transformation in their lives, and because of that transformation, everyone has great regard for them. There are such examples already, and there will be more. Many times Baba has said, never get tired of your own effort or all the effort-making lives of the people in the confluence age. And Daddy speaks a lot about truth. You again and again bring up the word truth, and I have heard, and someone has written about you, that you have had such a recognition of truth that you are completely dedicated and loyal to Baba to such an extent that you have been able to understand the truth. So what is the truth of God? What is the truth of Gyan? What is the truth of Srimad? What is the definition of truth according to God, according to Gyan, according to Srimad? Do you understand the question? Give Daddy some sort of indication. Is there anyone who will give the answer to this question? When there is truth, then there's a big difference between truth and cleanliness. Cleanliness makes you healthy and truth makes you wealthy. Cleanliness makes you healthy.
Mind healthy hai.
When your mind is healthy,
dil saaf hai.
And your heart is clean.
Jaise aur kuch bhi na ho.
That means nothing Pani else is there, like clean water, completely pure water. Nothing else is in there.
Saaf zarur chahiye.
You definitely need clean water to drink.
Glass bhi saaf chahiye.
And you also need a clean glass to drink
Gyan
it from.
Bilkul spasht hai.
And knowledge is absolutely clear.
Jaise pani dikhai padta hai.
Just as in water, if there was anything, you could see. So the truth is completely clear, transparent. Gyan is transparent.
Aankh mein koi zara sa.
If there is a little thing in your eye, then you can't see. It's not a matter of truth. It's a matter of cleanliness. To make sure that no dirt gets in the eye. If there is any bit of dirt sitting in there, you have to make sure it's out. So cleanliness makes you healthy. Absolutely healthy. And truth makes you wealthy. Honesty makes you wealthy. As much as you are clean, as Baba says, churn the ocean of knowledge, there should be good inculcation in the intellect, and somebody should get hit by the arrow, so the true knowledge does its work. But if there isn't cleanliness, then the true knowledge is rather like an ordinary cow's milk. Even for that, you need a clean vessel to keep it in. If you put milk in an ordinary vessel, it'll go bad. In the same way, the knowledge of God has to be placed in a clean intellect. And not mix it up with here and there. So people who have all kinds of stuff in their intellect, they're not able to absorb the knowledge. And I used to give the example, if there is a hole in a vessel, it doesn't matter how much water you put in it, it'll still be empty because there's a hole in it. It leaks out.
सारा खाली नहीं है, कभी फुल दिखाई नहीं पड़ता है.
Sometimes there's a crack and it won't get full completely because it's always leaking out of that crack.
साफ भी नहीं.
So it doesn't have to be only clean, but we have to make sure there isn't any hole in it, so it's always empty. So it seems that if a person doesn't have any knowledge, that they don't understand they're a soul and that they're the child of the Supreme Soul. Why? Because it's not clean.
या होल है,
or there's a hole in it, some doubt.
होल माना डाउट.
A hole means doubt.
उसमें टिकता ही नहीं है, भले
सुन भी रहे. It doesn't matter how much they hear, but the knowledge doesn't stick.
कोई भी
so subtly,
doubt है.
If there's any kind of doubt, and if there isn't, it isn't clean, then you cannot become true. You won't be able to understand the truth or take the truth.
क्योंकि
because
and the doubt है.
There's doubt inside.
Doubt आखिर सत्वगुणी तो बनने नहीं देगा.
And doubt prevents you from becoming completely pure.
तमो में तक भी आना उसको.
And it's not even possible to go from tamo pradhan to tamo, let alone sato.
सनाई रजो या होगा.
Suppose maybe Rajo, because even Tamo is far. For Rajo, it's like it's very good, but this emerges from when it emerges from your heart that oh Baba, thank you with great great love. Then Baba has given it to you, whether you're asleep or awake.
तो या तो कोई अंदर से कोई ना कोई फीलिंग
ऐसे जो क्रैक. If there's some kind of feeling, it's like a crack and everything leaks out and the vessel gets empty.
नॉलेज बाबा इसलिए कहते हैं बच्चे नॉलेज फुल बनो.
बाबा says you have to become knowledge full, love full. Make sure there are no cracks or holes. But first you have to become merciful. Not just a bit of mercy, but fully merciful.
अपने लिए भी मर्सी फुल बनो.
Merciful towards your own self.
तो ज्ञान मानना सिर्फ
knowledge means
आत्मा का जो मैं जो अभिमान है ना.
This arrogance of the soul has to, of the body that's in there into the soul, it has to be removed and then the truth will automatically come in. Not just your eyes have opened, but your power of discernment and judgment will have arrived. And you know what to focus on and how to withdraw from what. You've got the power of truth. It doesn't take long. You know what to do. If not, then leave it. You know what to do, what not to do. This is a power of discernment through truth, through honesty. First you need cleanliness so that there is faith. Who is the one who is teaching and what is all the garbage inside that doesn't allow you? Do you realize who you're in front of? So the recognition of truth means you recognize this is the Supreme Soul who's teaching you and there is power that comes in this. And then you realize that you don't have any need or you're not impressed by any bodily relation or any object because you've got the truth, so you know what the falsehood is and you're not interested in it. You divorce that which is false and it runs away from you. This is what I tell you. Even before knowledge,
बाबा को भी देखा था कोई झूठ नहीं बोल सकता.
बाबा यूज टू सी दैट आई एम नॉट एबल टू टेल अ लाई.
झूठ बोल बाबा कहता था बच्ची.
बाबा यूज टू से
बात ही मत करना.
डोंट टॉक टू पीपल हू टेल लाइज बिकॉज अदरवाइज यू विल बी सिन on your head when people tell lies. Okay, if you tell the truth, then come to Baba. Somebody says ha hu, it means they're not telling the truth.
सच के ऊपर ईश्वर भी राजी.
God is happy with the truthful one. The world is happy with the truthful, honest one. Everyone is happy with that.
सच में शक्ति है.
Because there's power in truth, in honesty. It's a very simple thing.
But value है.
It's very valuable.
अंदर
Internally, in the soul, there is this feeling that God has given me true happiness. And then they go into the supersensuous joy. They say, God has given me true happiness. And you will see them off in supersensuous joy. Their sense organs have become serene. And they are merged in love with Baba. They say, Baba has given us this. And then in that way they have also become free from sorrow, which Baba also spoke about today. So Dadi says it's a matter of experience. She is asking, is this a something that happens quickly? If somebody recognizes time, they'll recognize immediately. But if somebody doesn't value time, it might take them 20 years to get the point. There needs to be recognition of not wasting time. Today somebody said, I am very attentive on time. That my time should not be wasted. It should all be used properly. Because time has given us a lot of cooperation. God, according to time, God has come, but we took a great advantage of the available time. There is time. What do we have to do? This is the experience of time cooperating with you, where you feel that you have time to do what you have to do, to stay in remembrance. You have time to do service with the true feeling wherever you are. And if you say, oh, I'm not very useful, no, it should not be thought of like that. Wherever you are at any moment, someone was laughing and saying, there's great enjoyment in saying yes, Haji. And so they said, well, should you say Haji for everything? I say there's great pleasure in saying Haji, and this person responded by saying, do you have to say Haji for everything? And I said, well, there's so much benefit in saying Haji, you can see. If I'm not here, Daddy is still remembering me with great love. Why? Because to Daddy, to Didi, to Mama, and anyone who's there in the yagya, if they ask me something, to do something, I would say yes, Haji.
It's
nothing difficult about it. It's a matter of a relationship of love. Sometimes they want your hand, you give your hand. Once Baba came in front and he said, do I have the right on those who are there? And I felt this feeling of embarrassment. So if you are always in front of the Lord and He says, does He have a right to you? I had this experience that the Master is present. At any time, many, many times, He's present whenever it's necessary because I have said Haji. If you say, well, all right, then they'll say, okay, no. So sometimes people mix. Do we say yes to Baba or do we say yes to a person? It's nothing to do with that. You're doing service. So Nadi says, your intellect is full of mixture. You don't get the point.
कोई भी हो कैसा भी हो कुछ भी कहे हम मान ले और उसको स्वीकार कर ले और हम करें ऐसे क्या
सो शुड वी जस्ट एक्सेप्ट व्हाट एनीबॉडी आस्क्स अस टू डू
मानने की क्या बात है
इट्स नॉट अ क्वेश्चन ऑफ एक्सेप्टिंग वेयर एवर यू आर अ सर्वर
सेवाधारी बनने का संगम युग पर बहुत
एंड देयर इज ग्रेट इंपॉर्टेंस इन द कॉन्फ्लुएंस एज ऑफ बिकमिंग अ सर्वर यस्टरडे डैडी वाज सेइंग वी वर चिट चैटिंग We have to be okay. Anyway, the service is going on and you are paying attention. And she said, well, don't you think we should become angels? You also are paying attention on this. And she started telling all kinds of stories about what is coming, the stuff from the, all the necessary things. In the yagya, all the oil and curtains and furniture and cloth, and there's 5,000 people. So Daddy has to think about all these things. And I thought, well, are you trying to become an angel like that? And Daddy said, don't worry about the golden age. We're talking about becoming an angel now. So on the one hand, there is service. And on the other hand, there is a stage. I'm telling you this because service is whatever your responsibility is, be accurate because you have learned from Baba. I had six months. It's not that you're going to eat up 6 months' food, but you have to keep on replenishing it, even if you get 6 months' food. There has to be a stock of everything, but you also have to put more stuff. You're consuming it. So one is the stage. And then whatever is there, we won't repeat it. Free from the influence of things that come up, detached. Someone may be shouting, someone may be doing something. Don't pay attention on that. First, Daddy will clarify what is honesty, truth. First, when you get the knowledge of the soul and the supreme soul, internally, the thought that I am just the soul, what is my original true form? Go deep into that. And to what extent has falsehood got into I, the soul? Set aside the world and everything else. I am a living soul.
Bet you.
I'm sitting here.
But mujhe atma mein.
But within I, the soul, deep within, I must look. If there is truthful, then there is the original stage of peace in the soul.
Lagenga.
You'll feel it.
Sari. आत्मा की पहचान ने मेरे झूठ को निकाल करके
The whole recognition of the soul is such that it removes and separates off what is false and then what is true remains. And when a person connects with that truth, then there is the power of peace that comes and then you will say, Hey, my Baba.
Hey, my Baba.
Hey, my Baba. This is a true supreme soul has enabled the soul to gain again its original and eternal stage. This is what you were in the beginning and this is what you are eternally, Baba has explained.
Baba, maine samjha.
And you say, Baba, I've understood. That is true knowledge. And then in relationships, there is so much power of the relationship with the God that it makes you free from all the attachments of the body. And this is our experience from the beginning, which is still being useful at this time. That is the body and the body's world and there is no attraction of it. Even these organs of sense have become serene and quiet because of the true knowledge of God. I have attained true kingdom. The mind became clean, the intellect elevated, and the sanskaras of the original moments arose. And the beginning and the original and the eternal stage of Baba is amazing. And when this true knowledge is used in this way, you become a real, true, authentic person. This thing is there, but you're not using it. So Baba used to say, if you have a sword and you don't use it, it'll get rusty. You have knowledge, but you're not using it, it'll get rusty. And then it doesn't feel as though you have true knowledge with you. Because knowledge is true. And a brother came to me. And what is the true knowledge? He asked me to tell him about it. Such a valuable thing. We need to recognize our value. And all this. And people will realize, hey, this is truth. You yourself as a blind one got light, so then people will say, yeah, this is true. When the blind one got eyes and the darkness disappeared, peace and happiness came, all of this because of truth. My sweet Baba, and here in this place of tapasya of Brahma Baba is the power of truth. There is power in this place of the power of truth. The Supreme Soul is truth. Knowledge is truth. And then the sound emerges from inside when I, the soul, from true knowledge, have understood so much and have absorbed so much power. I am alive, but if I don't have truth, then there was no power. I was under the influence of Maya. And even now, if for any reason there is any submission to Maya, it means there is less power of truth. There is no power in the self. And for God to fill truth into you, you've got to see that your vessel is gold and then see how much power you can fill in. Make sure that your vessel is gold and then see how He fills it. And then it does work. We will not be empty, but the power of truth does its own work, and then it leaves place for more to come. If you do service and get empty, it means there's no truth. If you get angry, you get irritated or tired, it means there's no truth. The truth is not operating within you. So somebody else, you turned the light on, you gave them light. What did you do? Nothing. I'm looking at myself and seeing inside. There was a person from Prince Charles who had come, and he had a discussion with us for an hour, and his eyes opened up. He said, what is meditation? I said, it's just cleaning the inner mirror. How do you do it? You do it like this. Leave everything else. When you have to do one thing, then you have to focus on it. that this is what I have to do. But if your attention goes here and there, then the work will never get done. At least I have to make my own soul pure and find my original eternal form, which Baba has said, this is your form, this is your true form. It's a very simple matter, but this is a matter of going deep within. And you have to ask yourself, what do I have to do for myself? And make sure that you understand that God will do whatever has to be done for the world. Never forget what I have to do, what I have to do, and Baba will do what has to be done for the world. I don't have any worries about the world. But the work that I have to do on myself, if I leave it halfway done, then whatever you do for the world and that makes you forget yourself, then there's no power in that. A lot of effort and very little result. And as the days go by, we will feel that we're not making any effort at all. If you think you're doing something for somebody or somebody's making effort, it's not so. It is actually the fortune that made you the instrument for something. And it is fortune, as Dadi Gulzar had said, which he spoke for only 5 minutes, about fortune and God, the fortune maker. This is my fortune, this is God, the fortune maker. Fortune made me the instrument and God got his work done through it. And so you don't have to do any more than this, but you have to do true work. Because truth gets its own work done. And all of the work of the establishment is all about truth doing its own work. And so if there's a reduction of truth, but truth shows to the blind what it actually is.
So Dadi, kabhi kabhi hum aisi asatyata ki baat dekhte hain.
So Dadi is asking, did everybody understand this? Is it clear to you all? Because we don't get much chance to have personal conversations, but we can do it like this in the gathering, because this is like a personal conversation. Sometimes we see something untruthful, then what should we do? If we say, oh, this is what it is, this is fine, but what should we actually do when we see something untruthful? Daddy says, this is a very subtle point. We see. So seeing, what do you do? Suppose I see. Somebody's doing something wrong. What do I do? Do I worry that they're not doing it? They previously did it, now they're doing it again? Or should I tell 10 different people? I will not do this. But there should be this much inside me, love for the yagya and love for yagya service and for the importance of truth. There should be this much in me that nobody will be able to do something false. Anything false doesn't get hidden. I'm not covering for somebody. Suppose I see somebody is doing something wrong. It's wrong for me to hide it and it's wrong for me to tell it. It's wrong to cover it up. It's wrong to say. So where should I talk about it and to whom? The place can speak, you can talk to the place, otherwise you tell you just have discussions among a lot of people and say, this is happening, did you see, this is not good. Did anybody tell you to make this kind of discussion? But you have to make sure that your own truth is doing its work. In the whole yajna, which I have stayed for so many years, I won't say this happens here. This is my yajna. Whether these things happen also in the yajna, Baba will catch my ear that you are defaming the yajna. I have seen. Why did you see this? How did you see this? This is not my job. To spread things around, not to think about it, talk about it. It is not my job to do this. But to do everything truthfully within the yajna, then this is what will be happening. Everybody will be focused on what's truth. If I draw attention to the false, then everybody's attention will be drawn to that. It's not my job. It's sinful for me to draw attention to wrong things that are going on. If I look at things with that drishti and draw people's attention to it, is this my duty? Baba has said, don't even look at it. Just remain true. These are very sweet words of sweet Baba. What do you have to do? You have to follow Srimat. Follow Srimat.
Then,
do not have any manmat, and do not allow anything to come into your mind that you start thinking about it and drawing people's attention, then you are not a true server of the yajna. And Baba also used to indicate that, okay, so you saw. And you told Baba. But don't think that Baba didn't do anything about it. And feel that, oh, Baba didn't do anything about it. Otherwise, you can go crazy thinking whether or not he took action. That concern would be there. Baba knows, and he knows that one's karma. So are you the Dharmaraj or what? You are putting your intellect in somebody else's karma and wasting your time. There's a practical example. I was in a center. And this is a physical thing. I saw somebody making a mistake and I saw that this one hit the other one. I saw. And I saw this one had thrown a vessel outside. And I didn't make an inquiry about it. Somebody asked, did you see? I said, I don't know, I was in meditation. Did I lie? Or if I said, oh yes, I saw this, and then I should take one person's side against the other one. Now, they all know their own karma. You do your yoga. You say, yes, this one did it, this one has hit this one a lot of times. Should I go to court like this? Am I here to give some judgments? Because they'll call me again and again. So this is a matter of deep understanding. Don't get caught up in somebody else's karma. And what people have in terms of accounts with each other, still not finished, and I would say, oh, they have a very bad karmic account. So if I thought about it, then what? Is
it,
should I help? I should be in so much silence and so much depth and understand that one day this will all be finished. So in a very subtle way, in your thoughts, they have to be maintained in a very elevated way. Somebody asked me, what is the meaning of powerful thoughts? Because Baba has said we should have powerful thoughts. What is that? When there isn't any weakness in any of the thoughts. Not just firmness, not just it should be elevated, but there should be so much power in the thought that one powerful thought can get something done which 100 ordinary thoughts cannot accomplish for your own self or for others. According to time, Baba said your thought should be so powerful, very potent, that there's no need to think it twice. It should just, the thought should come and it happens. Thinking over things is a big thing, but two thoughts, it'll happen, it won't happen. If you have a thought like that, it will or it won't, then that's called a weak thought. You need power of faith and true feelings, unbroken faith in the thought, and it becomes a reality. The thought works, it will get its job done. Your stage will be high, and your good feelings will do their job. At least say yes. You had said about the yajna, these things happen, or in the form of an organization, sometimes the thought comes that according to the organization, the organization has got this in it, things are happening in it, and then we held ourselves back. Now our aim is to be a surrendered person and dedicate to Baba. So should we merge ourselves into the organization? Should we belong to the organization so that there should be nothing remaining of the personal? Daddy says, what personal stuff do I have? If I keep something for my personal self, then it's as if that becomes the nature of a child of God, and I think about the return that I'm going to get, and I'm thinking who I'm going to do it for. In fact, it is God who has made my life. I have placed my life in His hands, and He will do whatever He has to do. Surrender doesn't mean slavery. A child doesn't surrender in front of the father because the father is responsible. If a person gets married and goes to someone, that's not a surrender, but you come into a relationship of happiness. You get married because of that good faith. So surrender means to have faith. If you put yourself with reservation, of course there can't be any slaves in the organization. You cannot put yourself in a situation where you go according to what anyone pushes and pulls you. You have to have this thought. Do not think that where you are surrendering, you're surrendering in front of God. So if you have that thought, internally, then it is a strong piece of body consciousness. It's not your you concerned that your dignity is not going to go, then that is arrogance. And then you would not be able to experience the true love of God when you are having that reservation of arrogance. This arrogant stage will not allow you. You need to have that to completely soul conscious stage to draw the love of God and enjoy the happy and free stage. And if you say, well, I am surrendered, but people don't realize I'm surrender. Nobody's looking at me. They are very arrogant in that.
Surrender koi label nahi hai.
Surrender isn't a label.
Surrender maan nahi hai.
Surrender means
Bhagwan ki ghar baithe ho
that you're sitting in God's house. With love, or if anybody does anything to you, you won't leave Baba's home. Where will you go? You will not go anywhere. Internally, that very powerful faith is our firm loyalty. And a person will say, Baba is giving, and I have a great deal of benefit from all of his power. This is the very original a power that keeps me stable and unshakable. I liked very much in the story of Prehlad and Hiranyakashipu, and he saw God in this red hot pillar, and so he was able to embrace it, and he wouldn't accept somebody else as God. So it's your stage that makes you connected with God, and you refuse to submit to the devilish person. Like we have the Tower of Peace, the Tower of Knowledge, Tower of Purity. So we have to have such a stage and come to Baba with that stage. So that even from far, this is like a tower or a pillar that points towards God. It's the Tower of Knowledge, Peace, Love and Purity. So what is the meaning of surrender? It means ultimately to reach that stage. Acha.
Acha. Thank you.
Thank you.